This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Live crew. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, three live crew on your radio this Tuesday morning, December the 10th.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Feeling good?
Good morning.
I'm feeling something. Be careful out there, man. Be careful.
Of what?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just congestion just jumped on me.
Yeah. You all right?
And it's hair on my microphone.
So you just going to be all over the place today?
I feel like it.
No.
I feel like I might.
Don't start shenanigans.
There's no shenanigans.
Just
letting you know the things
is.
That I'm observing.
Yes, it is.
You know the things that I'm observing this morning, Big Roxy.
Okay. Okay.
How's everybody feeling? Y'all good?
I'm feeling great. Good.
We all got our HBCU love on today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
We got the memo.
Okay.
We're going to have to get a picture in today or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be in the picture because I forgot my sneakers at the house.
Ever since Roxy got this little garage, y'all, she's just the least prepared person on the planet. I'm telling y'all, man. Like, she's just so underprepared all the time. We had the parade in Winston-Salem on Saturday afternoon. Yeah. Who shows up with no coat?
No coat.
No coat. It's freezing outside. Who has no coat? Roxy. Every morning she comes in here and either she... Y'all, we went to a party. We had a party in Samora.
You don't have to do
that. The fool pulls up with one shoe. Just one shoe.
One shoe?
One shoe, bruh.
Like
I didn't
Martin
even tell you about
talking
that.
Talking to Pam?
Bruh.
And Judge, BDB, one shoe. Show him what?
Bruh, I said, what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to just wear my shoe and I'm going to hide my other foot behind the DJ booth all night.
That was my plan.
Now, how stupid that sounds.
Now, it turns out when we got there, I figured out that plan was not going to work.
Oh, that wasn't going to work at all, Big Rock.
So she really went with one shoe?
Nah, we worked it out.
Yeah, we did work it out.
We worked it out. We made it. We made it work. But,
Don't worry about how we worked it out. But just, like, you could just go from the garage to the car, like.
You was a dude. We wouldn't hang with you.
Wouldn't.
Why?
You do too much. You do too much.
You do too much.
It's always something. No, we'd be like, man, I ain't calling him.
Nah. Am I doing too much?
Yeah. Are you going to call Rob? No, I ain't calling him today, man. Because I ain't got time for it. He's going to be late.
Yeah, he's
going to have one shoe. He's going
to
leave his wallet at home.
Yeah,
something, man. I'm not here for it.
For real?
You would definitely be the homeboy we wouldn't call.
Hey. Affirmative action for females is working for you.
It is.
In this friendship.
Man.
Because if you were a man,
bruh,
you would be our friend.
I would have left her that night. She would have had to drive by herself.
Right
there. That boy said something.
Right there.
Affirmative action in this friendship
right there.
Is working for you.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city, I...
It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock and everybody's waiting on Ratchet Santa. He pulled up yesterday with Fat G's. Hook people up with Apple AirPods and all types of stuff, man. It's off the chains. Hey, he does have some Beats by Dre headphones today, though, man. If you hear from Ratchet Santa, make sure you hit us up.
Congratulations to Alex Fine and Cassie. Yesterday, she had her baby girl, or excuse me, on Friday, she had their baby girl. They named her Frankie Fine, 8 pounds, 4 ounces. We have not seen a picture of the baby yet. I went to Cassie's Instagram and Alex's Instagram because I was trying to see. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to have a pretty baby. But they have not posted pictures of the baby yet. However, she is here, so congratulations to the two of them.
It's crazy how that boy attractive like that. His last name Fine. That
ain't it?
Really, that's kind of weird.
Ain't it crazy?
It is kind of weird. And it's kind of weird.
That was spoken on his life.
Yeah.
Fondness was spoken on his life.
Yeah. And Cassie had one heck of a year, man. I mean, almost a 180.
Yeah.
At the top of the year, wasn't she still with Diddy? Or am I tripping?
At the top of the year. I don't remember.
Well, in at least 18 months.
Yeah.
She went from girlfriend shown off on the Instagram to wife with a child now.
Yeah, and she looks really happy.
She does,
I'm very
man.
Happy for her.
No, knock to Cassie, man.
Yeah, I'm very,
respect,
very happy for
respect
her.
Respect to Cassie, man. 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, Cassie Fine, that's her name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty accurate, too.
Yes.
That's a pretty accurate name,
them,
family.
Both of them, fine.
Yeah.
Hey.
20 minutes after 6 o'clock, and listen, need to understand the things that are going on here at Hip Hop Headquarters. Number one, we are right inside the 12 days of Christmas. Today is day two.
Mm-hmm.
Ratchet Santa has Beats by Dre headphones on deck today. And we were waiting all day yesterday.
We were.
All morning just sitting here waiting for Ratchet Santa. Clearly he was hungover or something. Didn't show up to Fat G's show. Pulled up in here smelling like liquor and just and just bad decisions.
This is what we have to deal with.
He's a Ratchet Santa.
Ridiculous.
He's ratchet. Probably like a bunch of kids, miscellaneous kids all over the triad. Who knows?
Well, he needs to get up this morning.
I've hung out with him before.
Have you hung out with the Ratchet Santa?
It was all party and Poutine.
Partying and Poutine with the Ratchet
all
Santa.
All night.
Sounds fun. Well, if you hear from him today, man, he does have some Beats by Dre headphones that are for you. He always is infamous for saying his ho, 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 but I don't know exactly who he's talking to. Also,
not me.
Halftime Shoot the Wind is tonight. Big Mo, half court at Grimsley. You can meet him out there, man. He's got an Xbox One on the line. If you should happen to hit that half court shot, happy holidays to you. And last but not least, tomorrow, we bowling, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we bowling. It's the charity bowling game. It's a no-stress charity bowling game, but 102 Jams comes out there. And last year, we didn't like the way we settled. Had a weak link.
Settle as in loss?
Yeah. Who was weak?
So, yes, you did have a weak link last year that bowled an 88.
Yeah.
Bought the team's average
as
down.
As a man bowled 88.
Bought
as
the
a
team's
man.
Average down. So, what have y'all decided to do with said participant?
At this we're trying point, to tell
because
them,
he would like to bowl again.
We're trying at to tell point, them a different time that we have to be there. That's later.
So, everybody can bowl.
At this point, I don't want to bowl with him.
Oh,
I'm a bowl over there, and when my score is high and somebody on theirs is low, I'm gonna be like, should have kept me on. I told y'all I just had a bad night.
God, done. Is that what you're gonna do now?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, now
I
you don't even want to bowl with us.
Gonna be
go
lower than yours.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, now you don't even want to bowl with us.
Go ahead. No, y'all talking too much junk about me.
I don't think anybody's mad.
Are we talking junk or are we telling the stats?
It was just one. I bowled better than that before in other times, though.
Yeah, but when the money was
though,
on the line, drinking.
It happens. Did you see Randall for the Knicks lose that game? Oh, sitting at that free throw line the other night?
No.
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
That Joker could have won that game.
You could have won the game.
You let Mo out,
bro. Nah,
you
I couldn't have won the game.
Bro.
Yeah, I couldn't have won the game. All right, then. Don't
Mo
me up.
It was Mo, bro. I get the bag and flip it and
tumble it straight off the line. We could be congratulating Iggy Azalea. Y'all, rumor has it she is pregnant with Playboi Carti's baby. Now, we just talked about Cassie having her baby. Now I'm telling you, Iggy Azalea could be pregnant.
Yeah.
Yo, people, ooh, it's all in the air.
People get pregnant every day, B.
I need to hold my breath.
Are you next?
Congratulate her?
No.
You know you next.
No,
you know your triplet's coming.
Uh-uh.
102. Congratulations to Roxy coming.
Your triplet's coming.
Child, please.
And Lizzo's thong was crooked, so there's that. It's 6:37, y'all. 23 minutes until 7 a.m. And a question that I have for you. You're on your way to work, getting the babies ready for school. You're getting ready for school. You ain't no baby. You're getting yourself ready for school. What are your goals for 2020? Have you written those out yet? It's very important.
I started thinking about what my goals are. I hadn't even thought about it.
Listen, I wrote mine out.
I don't think I'm going to do that this next year.
You're not going to do it?
I don't think so.
Did you do it this year?
No. So I just think I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah, I didn't either. I never really write down the goals. I just, I know what I want to do.
Yeah. I just need to put my mind to it.
But it's one thing to know, and it's another thing to see it. And I'm a visual person, man. Like, when I see things, it's a lot more it's a lot more powerful for me. I've been talking about doing a vision board for the past 2 years, but I never end up doing a vision board. But it's because when I start on a vision board, I get so overwhelmed. I don't know what all I need to put on there, how it works.
Overwhelmed from what? Overwhelmed from what?
Like I just said, like, I don't know exactly what all to put on there, or I never had a real breakdown. This year, I have, like, a breakdown of how I want to do it, like, financially, personally, spiritually. And in my relationship, I have those four topics for my goals, like, as my headliners. Mm-hmm. And then under those, I have different goals for each one. So it'll be a lot easier for me to put together my vision board. But I'm definitely doing one this year.
I kind of got into this thing just living life.
Yeah.
I mean, I got goals and all that. And, yeah, I'm working towards them and all that, man. But I'm living life, man.
Yeah.
Like, so much stuff.
But you
got to
be going somewhere, Drank.
Yeah, yeah. I know I'm going somewhere. But I know I'm going somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't write down my goals. I know where I'm at now, and I know I want to keep doing the positive things and keep elevating. I just know I want to keep elevating. Yeah. As long as I keep elevating, good things will come.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm just living life. I don't want to, like, worry about, you know, this goal and trying to reach it. No, I don't reach it. Nah, I got to go left or go right. Like, nah, man, I'm living life, man. Everything's going good. Just keep elevating.
I dig that. I just know in therapy, we talk about writing a vision and making it plain. And, like, when you write out that vision, when you write things out, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just something powerful in that, man. So I'm definitely going in that direction in 2020. I'm definitely, me, the wife, and the kids all doing vision boards. We've already started on it, already written out our goals for next year. And now we just got to find pictures to put with it. And but however you go, like if you're writing it out, if you're just knowing where you are and just want to constantly elevate, however you want to do it, man, just elevation is key in 2020.
When they going to be done? When y'all going to have them done by?
I want to have them done by Christmas.
I'm asking.
I want to have them done by Christmas. What's so funny?
Huh? It's Rock laughing.
I was laughing at something else.
It's Roxy.
I was laughing at something else.
Okay, what was so funny? What was you laughing at?
That
was
something so that I don't want
to
share.
Everybody listening would like to laugh too. So what are you laughing at that's so funny? And what are you laughing at?
I was laughing at Drake. Drake started laughing and I started laughing.
Now, what were you laughing
okay,
at, Drake, to start
off with? I'm going to be honest.
All right.
You jump out there and say you're going to do something
yeah.
like that and then come
won't do
back.
It. I won't do it. Nah.
You just said it a few sentences ago.
Yeah.
I always say I'm going to do a vision board.
I do.
But I never end up doing a vision board.
Hey.
Because I never finish it.
Hey, thank you for your motivation.
No, you're going to do it.
Hey, it'd be your closest one.
We was just joking.
Shut your ass up. 17 minutes and it will be 7 a.m., y'all. Three Live Crew on your radio. Good morning to you.
Cardi B is covering one of the January issues of Vogue, her and Lil Baby Culture. They look absolutely beautiful. But in the article, Cardi B really opens up about her life, her relationship with Offset, her career, being a mother. And she says that it was really, really hard being in the public eye going through a cheating scandal. Mm-hmm. She said that when she got back with Offset, she felt like a lot of women were disappointed in her because they felt like she was just taking the easy way out and letting Offset off the hook. And she said that she really had to go to priests and she had to turn to God to help her get through it, as well as just have an open dialogue with Offset about where they were in their relationship. And Cardi B says, you know, we look at Instagram and you think that everybody's relationship is perfect, but everybody's relationship is not perfect. Even yeah. if they're not dealing with cheating, they're dealing with something.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like the mom or their man isn't financially stable.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something people are dealing with in their relationships, and Instagram really, really paints a picture like everything is all good
yeah.
when it's really not. And she says that she was glad, you know, when it was all said and done and they had gotten through it, that she could be a person that people see like, okay, well, they went through that, but look at where they are now.
Yeah. It's pretty silly to think that a woman that takes a man back from cheating is a weak woman. Like, the things
I agree with that.
The things that she has to go through to make that work.
Yes.
The things that she has to, the feelings and emotions that she has to shelve in order to keep that love on the forefront yes. for that individual.
Yes.
There's nothing weak about that at
nothing
all.
Nothing at all. I've always said there's strength in staying and leaving.
Absolutely.
Like, there is strength.
Absolutely.
Truly in both. And you know, if it's not you, just mind your business.
Legit. Boy, if we could put that mic
for real,
that magnifying glass in your house and see,
you know,
all the things
saying?
Y'all dealing with.
You know what I'm saying?
Legit. 14 minutes away from 7, y'all. Hey.
On a tragedy.
102 Jams, 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Good morning, boss fan. I just want to say that I'm happy with what you said, though, because it reminds me that I need to make a resolution for this year.
Go ahead, your resolution.
Like you said, you know about the board. I don't know if I'm going to make a board like you, but like my relationship, my kids, my family, I got a good job, but I need to work on my temper, getting so frustrated all the time. My life is positive, but I need to stop being bitter, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
So kind of reminding me, that I need to, you know, put my foot down. I would tell her I will. But I don't know. I need to stop being better.
Yeah. Hey, consistency and discipline,
that,
bro. No doubt. Good luck to you. Good luck.
All right, thank you, buddy. I drink
till I'm black. I don't know if y'all have been paying attention to what's going on with Cuba Gooding Jr., but the number of accusers is up to 22 at this point.
What?
Did y'all realize that?
No.
22 women have come forward and accused Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexual misconduct.
Is he still out here?
Now, he's only been charged in three of the accusations, but 22 women.
Is he still out here with the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket on his head?
No.
Got that picture alone.
Yeah.
Cuba. Put you in the bad spot.
Looking bad for Cuba.
That it is. Cuba gonna be in there with Bill. My
bro, I'm in the white. I don't know.
Oh man.
What a movie they gonna make in there. It's
6 minutes after 7. Good morning.
102, what's up? This is Kier the rapper. Yo, y'all ain't talk about that Nick Cannon did with Eminem yet.
Why would we talk about that?
Cause man, I didn't think Eminem about to slaughter me.
No, he not. Eminem ain't gonna respond to that crap.
Both of their music gone.
Gone.
I still think
you gotta have. You have to have something in order for it to be gone.
No, that's right.
Nick Cannon music ain't gone.
True.
Roxy, did you want to talk about Nick Cannon and Eminem dissing each other?
Yes, I actually have Nick Cannon's diss for you all to listen to.
Oh, you want
to
let us listen?
Just in case you hadn't heard it.
Oh.
I hadn't.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
now thanks to me, you get the opportunity to hear it.
Oh, Joey.
I heard that little diss with him and Hollis the other night.
You said what happened?
Was on there. Charlie Clips?
Yes. Yeah.
Clips on the diss?
Yes.
Oh, now I do want to hear Clips. Now, Clips one of
Charlie
my favorites.
Charlie Clips, Hitman Holla, and Prince Easy.
I'm not familiar with Prince Easy. And
yeah, I'm not familiar with Prince Easy either.
Yeah, don't really care too much about Hitman Holla, but I do want to hear Charlie Clips and what he say about him. I know his wordplay is pretty crazy, probably.
Is it?
Well, his wordplay is crazy, but I want to see what he says to Eminem.
Well, I only have Nick's verse for
you. Oh, no, hell no.
That's what we're talking about.
Nobody wants to hear Nick's verse.
I only have Nick's verse for you.
All right, well, here y'all go for the people who are interested.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever do no talking, but Nick is family. It's your...
Who that?
That's Suge Knight.
Did he say Nick is a savage?
I think he said Nick is family.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he said Nick is family. Oh. But this is Suge Knight from jail at the beginning. Just listen.
My boy Nick got some street cred on this one.
Child.
Okay.
Suge is in jail. Suge, there's nothing you could do.
Hey, but Suge Knight's name is still Suge Knight.
There's nothing you could do.
That's right.
Suge Knight's name is still Suge Knight. Fat.
Is it?
If you don't think Suge can make stuff happen on the outside, you crazy.
You think
I
he
don't.
Can't? You know how to put a note on a pigeon.
You don't think Suge can make things happen on the outside?
No. Why hasn't anything happened about anything?
He ain't had no business.
Ain't no need to move. They still they watching. Ain't no need to move.
Let me hear Suge.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever do no talking, but Nick is family. This is your imitation. The fool to everybody else. What you about? What it takes off?
I know so.
Eminem for
punish everywhere, now it's money on a bed. I could say I love it, but it's hard to understand. I just want the real, baby, you can have my last. You know if you go out, baby, ain't no coming back.
Ain't no coming back, that's a fact. This the invitation. Hold Joe to lean back, don't get hit with this retaliation. So I'm over crack, but the white boy, he over crack. Pills and smack, shit about to relapse. Call Kim, somebody get Haley. And that other kid you raising, that ain't even your baby. Took a page out of Drake book, this might get a Grammy. We going back to back till you respond on the family. My baby mama killed you off a decade ago, and you still crying about it. Shit, nah, who really the hoe? I called Joe to set you up, and you fell for the job. Slim on show for the video, cause he terrified of my squad. I heard your chauffeur got a video, and you asking I. You paid him off, then laid him off. Now who really the op? Should call me the new Pac. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. How the fuck y'all got me battling Elvis Presley?
12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Roxy just let you hear that Nick Cannon diss to Eminem. Do we even know why Nick Cannon dissed Eminem again? Like, he's been trying to get Eminem to be on Wildin' Out for the past 3 years. But what has made him put out an actual diss record?
Now, Eminem started it because Eminem is featured on a Fat Joe song, and he references him and Nick's old beef and Mariah.
Now, wait. Now, in Nick's diss, I did hear Nick say, I told Fat Joe to do that and you fell for the bait or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why it's all been brought back up because Eminem. Now, Eminem started it.
Yeah.
Eminem started it. Eminem went back to the old beef on that track. And so Nick Cannon has responded with his track.
Yeah, a whole track.
Eminem gave him a few lines.
A line.
Yeah, a few lines. It was a few lines. It wasn't a line. It was a few lines that Eminem gave him. But yes, Nick has responded with a whole song.
Now, were the bars that Eminem gave Nick, were they vicious? Were they some vicious bars? Or I ain't heard too many people talking about it, so it must not have been.
Look at you. Falling into it.
Well, I'm an Eminem rapping fan now. Like, I like Eminem rapping, especially when he's talking trash about people. Like, everybody likes that version of Eminem.
But they're both gone. And
is it Slim
doing
Shady?
They're doing it just to
be doing it?
Yeah, and to come back.
It's like Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair. Just
what's
old
up?
Wrestlers.
Old wrestlers. Again, now, the Great American Bash.
That's what's going on. Starcade.
Yeah, Starcade. Yeah.
So y'all think they're doing it. So do you want to hear Eminem's response on Twitter to Nick Cannon?
Hold on,
like to move on?
Wait, no. So Eminem puts out some bars.
Yes.
Nick Cannon puts out a song, and now Eminem has responded?
Yes, via Twitter.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Eminem said, "You mad, bro? Stop lying on my D. I never even had a chauffeur, you bougie F, with a clown emoji." Then he said, "I demand an apology, Nicholas. You've made my gardener so jealous."
Why was the gardener? What I missed?
I don't know.
Why was the gardener jealous?
I don't know if I missed something in Nick's bars or I don't know.
Maybe Eminem will show up on Wildin' Out. I know that'll be off the chains now. Nick, when I tell y'all, listen.
And then you'll really see.
Behind the scenes, here's some behind the scenes Wildin' Out conversations. Nick Cannon wants Eminem on that show so bad because he knows that it will be like the epitome, the highlight of Wildin' Out's tenure.
But they really don't like each other, though.
I know. That's what's going to make it even better. Like, legit.
But if I'm Eminem, what's my incentive to go on your show and make it popping?
None.
No?
None.
You want me to come and get your show popping? No.
But why would you drop a diss on me in a Fat Joe song? Clearly, I'm on your mind.
Clearly,
I'm on your mind. So, shoot. If you that nice,
no.
What are you scared of?
Not scared. Not interested.
I see the doing it.
Do you see them doing it?
They just started filming a new season.
It's
going to be a lot of Eminem references and stuff on the show.
God,
bring
man.
Just all the beef and stuff. That, look.
Huh?
Not but
y'all,
me in.
Do y'all remember when Eminem dropped that first diss track about Mariah Carey?
No.
And Nick Cannon responded by writing that open letter?
No.
Y'all don't remember that?
How long
Back
ago was
day?
This, man? It was like a decade ago, Rob. No, I don't remember that. Now you're about to make me investigate.
See?
Y'all don't remember that open letter Nick Cannon wrote?
Vaguely, Rob.
He wrote to who?
To Eminem.
To Eminem?
To the black community about Eminem.
Oh, God.
No,
you better shut up.
I don't remember that.
On Google. Day two of the 12 days of Christmas. Somebody said they saw Ratchet Santa at the strip club last night.
So he's not coming again?
I don't know. Who knows?
During Three Live Crew?
Who knows? If he does show up, he's got some Dre headphones for you. Beats by Dre headphones for you. On deck.
Come on, Santa.
Charity bowling tomorrow night. Join the Jams fam for the No Stress Charity Bowling. DJ E-Sud doing his thing to bring some happiness and some Christmas to the kids of the triad. And we're doing our part to assist, man. So all lane rentals are free if you bring a toy for the kids. What? Are you still...
This is for the kids.
Oh.
Now, this is for the kids.
Okay.
And that's great. We acknowledge that. But it's also for bragging rights.
It is for bragging rights.
Are the Jams bowlers ready?
No, not yet. We haven't fully put our team together.
Y'all know this is tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. We know we got three bowlers, but then we need two others. I thought Drankins was going to bowl, but he quit earlier today.
They keep knocking my score. I keep saying I'm Big Drank 125, and everybody keeps talking about 88.
Ain't talking
that's
about
what you got
88.
Last year.
You sound
that's
like
the only time I bowled an 88.
Eminem or whatever your name is.
That's the only time I bowled an 88. That's the only time I bowled an 88.
In life?
We bowled two games. We bowled two games because they gave us an average. School? I don't remember, but it wasn't higher than 100.
The average was 88.
No, he bowled an 88. And then he bowled something else. I don't remember. Look at his face, man.
The official smoothie of the Carolina Panthers.
Hey.
Keeping us energized to lose another Sunday. 7:30.
Damn.
56.
You all right?
I'm back straight.
All right.
56 going to be a high 62. Going to be rain today.
A lot of rain?
Yeah, but rain. It's probably raining over Panther Stadium.
God done. Not like it's raining down there in Dallas. Eagles the one, two. Man, the Giants, y'all had one damn job last night. One job.
Why were you going for the Giants?
Let the Eagles come back.
Because
now it's a battle. They
it's
tied.
A battle.
Cowboys and Eagles tied.
6-7. Y'all wanted them to lose.
Oh, y'all's record. 6-7.
Yeah, yeah.
6-7.
It's going to come down to us playing them for the playoffs.
Shut up.
And we don't need that much pressure because we don't do well under pressure.
And Eli and Carmelo been talking. I told you.
Eli did do good last night. I ain't going to hold you.
Him and Carmelo been working out. They
in
both
the first half.
We both making a comeback.
He looked good in the second half.
He didn't.
No.
I went to sleep. 25 minutes and it will be 8 o'clock. We let you call up this morning and tell us those answers. Again, the restaurant that all your friends, everybody around you, you seem like an alien because you don't like this restaurant.
Like, it's not that I don't like the restaurant, but I'm just not so high on it like my friends.
Yeah. What's sad is how you can be so, how someone can negatively impact you so much. Me is what I'm talking about myself. Because I used to be a fan of K&W and Golden Corral.
Now, I love me some K&W now.
Then I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife hates it so much that we just don't go anymore.
Oh.
And I don't even remember
the last
time.
Not even to K&W?
Man, she calls it Canes and Walkers and refuses to go in there. Refuses. Says it's so bland and blah, blah, blah.
No, it's not.
She will not eat there. And she said that the Golden Corral looked like a nursing home and it's just where sick people be at. And one time I went to Golden Corral.
These things aren't true.
Hey, I went to Golden Corral. One time, one was sitting there with her oxygen tank beside her. And that's really.
That can happen anywhere you go.
Yeah, anywhere you go.
Now, that can happen anywhere you go, dog.
And I don't like them colorful plates. It don't seem like they wash them colorful plates enough.
Well, at the Corral?
Yeah, at the Corral.
Now, I love
the Corral.
I won't go as hard for the Corral.
Yeah.
But now, that K&W now.
I used to fight
for both them spots. I love me some K&W now.
I used to fight for it. I don't even fight no more. We don't even acknowledge it no more.
Really?
For real. And I'm telling you, man.
So I like all the letters, C&H and J&S, all of them.
Really?
Hey, if you down, you work at the Corral over there on Wendover, hit Big Drink up. You're trying to come through the Corral today.
Who's trying to go through the Corral today?
Big Drink.
Oh.
Trying to go through old GC.
What about you, man? What's that restaurant that you hate, but everybody around you seems to love? 18 minutes. It'll be 8 a.m. 3 live right here on your radio saying good morning.
Could an accidental overdose be the cause of Juice WRLD's death? Now, we don't know that at his time. He did have an autopsy on yesterday, but there are some more tests that have to be run, toxicology reports, those type of things, before we actually know a cause. But sources close to Juice WRLD are saying, as I told you, he was on a private jet on Sunday when he landed. He had the seizure in the airport in Chicago. Well, when his private jet landed, FBI and police were there to search the private jet because the pilot that was flying the jet had actually alerted authorities that there were guns on the PJ. So, of course, when they land, authorities are there to search the private jet. They do find 70 pounds of weed or 70 bags of weed, two guns. And there were also Percocets that Juice WRLD swallowed so that they wouldn't find those.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So he was trying to keep police from finding the drugs, so he swallows all of them.
Oh,
and they're saying
God. That
is probably what led to his death.
That is a horrible, horrible story that I did not know until this exact moment. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got a DM from a teacher, and she was like, you know the kids are hurting this morning with the death of Juice WRLD. And I was like, dang, was it that serious to the teens out here?
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't know that it was impacting them that heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But she was under the influence or just was explaining to me that, yeah, like
they were really feeling it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what up, Drizzle?
I got to be kind of on the other side a little bit. Not all the way on the other side, but what, like, what kids are like. Do you know what you just talked about?
No.
I mean, like, I'm not a fan. Like I'm seeing, I saw a video this morning say a young dude pops pills, sniff coke, smokes weed to mourn the death of Juice WRLD.
Yeah. Does all of that in one sitting.
Yes. To mourn the death of Juice WRLD. And I'm sitting there like, dang, like. I mean, I understand, like, you know, we, like, R.I.P.
Yeah.
You know, but cat's messages, though.
Yeah.
You know, that they was
But you remember they grieved heavily over XXXTentacion when he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not familiar with his music either, but I would assume it was under that same type of umbrella from the way that people were grieving and, like you said, trying to keep his memories alive. That's tough. 15 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. Just be thankful for life. I feel like I say that at least once a week. 11 minutes and it'll be 8 a.m. And the question this morning is, what's that restaurant that you hate, but all of your friends love it?
Okay, so one of the restaurants that my husband say that he hates is Chick-fil-A.
Your husband hates Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
What kind of person hates good stuff?
That's not good for him, I guess.
Like good customer service, good cleanliness when you walk in there.
Mm-hmm.
He don't like the chicken.
He don't like the chicken?
Mm.
Or the fries.
Them good waffle fries?
Has he ever tried the chicken noodle soup?
Now, you know you got to dip them fries.
He don't like soup. I guess it got to be burgers and fries.
Mm.
He don't like nice people serving his food.
He don't like what?
Nice people serving food.
He don't like nice people serving food? Oh, you got you a street dude. You got you just his nail bed dirty. You just, yeah, we praying for you, sis. Good morning.
Hey, B, it's Lil Baby.
What up, Lil?
I'm going to have to agree with my sister-in-law, Carla. KNW is disgusting, dog.
KNW is disgusting. Lil, we grew up going to KNW.
Not.
Every Sunday we would go to KNW.
Look, I worked there. So it's gross to me now. Roxy, I was in love with you, and you just turned me off.
What? I love K&W. All the letter restaurants. Yeah. All of them.
KNW. I can't even take you on a date because you want to go to KNW.
Well, you can't take her on a date anyway. Yeah.
So there's that.
Guys. I know she married.
Yeah, so that's why you can't take her on a date. But if you were able to take her on a date, she would definitely go to K&W.
Why your brother call up here acting like he too good for the K&W?
Because he said he used to work there.
I don't like that.
I don't either. Lim live in Danville. Now, you know damn well he shouldn't have no problem with no K&W.
We don't even have a K&W.
Look, don't even have a K&W. Barely got a stoplight.
Hey, y'all got to go to Corral?
Gotta go to Corral. It's the
jumping.
Too, look, it's the junk too. Now, boy, that boy tear up some Golden Corral.
What would tear up Golden Corral?
On them half wash plates.
Liam, you're not making no sense.
You're not.
Golden Corral is disgusting, dog. Their silverware don't even be clean.
No, Golden Corral silverware don't be clean.
Yeah, do.
Neither do Waffle House, but I still eat them. But,
yeah. We don't go to Waffle House for cleanliness.
But when y'all go to Waffle House, y'all don't ask for a cup of hot water to put your silverware in?
No, child.
I've seen people do that, and I've done that a couple times.
I do that.
I ain't doing it.
But all you do is just damn stain the dirty silverware. That's all you do. Just steaming the
water ain't hot enough, child. Water ain't hot enough.
Hey, appreciate you, Lim. Be good, boy.
All right, lay out.
Yes, sir. Mike Vick, Eagles, Patriots, in that order, up next right here on 102 Jams. Because Roxy want to know how they doing Mike Vick Greasy and why
what
the Patriots
doing now?
Are in another scandal. Dun, dun, dun. To honor a man who had zero regard for animals is unacceptable. And I would like your help to make sure he is not honored at the 2020 NFL Pro Bowl. 630,000 signatures on a petition to ban Mike Vick from this year's Pro Bowl as Pro Bowl captain.
Did Peter start that?
That was not Peter, actually.
Who did it?
This is on change.org. There's a site, change.org, and change.org has about 420,000 signatures. And there was a young lady named Joanna Lynn that actually wrote that. Now, another change.org petition titled NFL Stop Michael Vick from Being Pro Bowl Captain has more than 215,000 signatures. And there's a user, Aladdin Nation. He said, he's a convicted felon and a known animal abuser. Is this who we want our children to look up to? Disney, how could you condone this? Because Disney is the parent company of ABC, which will air the Pro Bowl. Disney, how could you condone this? There are so many players that have made amazing contributions to society. However, Michael Vick is not one of them. Now, I'm sure you're familiar. 12 years ago, Mike Vick was sentenced to 23 years in prison for dogfighting. For all, not just the dogfighting, but the inhumane fighting of the dogs, the way that the dogs were killed, and, of course, lying to the police about his involvement in dogfighting. But at this point, you know, you're either on one side or the other. You're on the side of, listen, first of all, the man did nothing that was disrespectful as far as the NFL parameters are concerned. He was never betting on himself. He was never cheating. He was never doing it. This was something that was going on his off time. Also, the man has already served
his time.
He did 23 months, 10 years ago, Bit Rock. He was in jail from 2007 to 2009.
So he got to live with that forever?
After that, he got out and still got a job with the Eagles. Most recently, he served as the Atlanta Legends offensive coordinator. He did step away from that. But my God, can he not be honored from a sport that he definitely was an innovator of? We just talked about there are only two quarterbacks who've ever rushed for 1,000 yards, Lamar Jackson this year and Michael Vick.
Well, you know what? I'm going to change.org, and I'm going to start my own petition.
Are you going to start your own petition, Bit Rock? Now, if you're...
Let Mike Vick live.
Switching gears real quick, when you are talking about cheaters in the NFL, one of the names that always comes up is the Patriots.
Cheatriots.
Now, the Patriots have a game against the Bengals next week. Now, the situation goes as follows, Rock. Torrey Woodbury, a good friend of the Three Live crew. He is what you call an advanced scout. What they do is, and this was very strange to me, last week, or the week before last, when Seattle was playing, I can't remember who, Torrey Woodbury was at that game.
The Vikings?
Was the Vikings. And I asked him, I was like, why? He took a picture of him being in the booth. And I was like, why are you there when the Rams don't play Seattle this week? He's like, well, I'm an advanced scout, and we go to the games a week ahead so we can see tendencies and things of that nature so we can go back to our coaches and report to them what the tendencies of the team are that we're about to play next week, because they played the Seattle this past week.
Okay.
So an advanced scout goes in a game a week ahead and just scouts.
Okay.
Right? The Patriots. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. The Patriots advanced scout goes to the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Browns game. Now, they're also supposed to be filming a documentary for this advanced scout, so they have video cameras there, and therein lies the problem. The New England Patriots have been in a lot of issues and a lot of situations with them having cameras in places where they are not supposed to have cameras.
Yes.
So this is a situation where are the Patriots, again, cheating, or do they have a viable excuse for filming their advanced scout? They're supposed to be doing a documentary on him or something for their, I guess, their all-access channel. How convenient. That's what a lot of people are saying, Big Rock. So we're just waiting to see how this whole thing unfolds, because the NFL right now are doing their own investigation.
How many times?
That's the thing, too.
How many times?
They don't need to handle this behind closed doors. They need to handle this. The transparency, or the lack thereof, of the NFL is one of the biggest issues.
How many times? Don't you be a mean.
Osama bin
is here for a Ratchet Report, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock on 102 Jams.
Two quick stories. Number one, I'm going to tell y'all out there right now, y'all ain't about y'all calls. Y'all be running around here talking about stuff. Everybody got a calls. I tell you, people overseas in different countries, they be about their calls. Roxy, climate change activists in London, you know what they did?
What?
Glued their hands to concrete slabs. We not leaving this street. We going to glue our hands to concrete slabs. In the middle of that street for the cause.
What's the cause?
Climate change activists. Look here. Y'all can't get together on school reform and stuff over here. Over there, climate change make them mad. Huh?
But how is gluing themselves to the slab going to change the climate?
Just awareness?
I guess make everybody aware of climate. Why y'all down here gluing yourself? Climate change.
Why are you that dedicated to the awareness?
Bruh.
Why are we not?
Why are we not dedicated over here to anything? Ready to glue our hands to concrete slabs.
What you willing to glue your hands to concrete slabs for, huh?
Nothing I can think
can't
of.
Look at my man. Nothing.
See?
Dang, that's a problem.
Look at there.
We got to get on a call, man. Why we ain't passionate about nothing?
Because that's your problem. folks want to just get on the calls.
But well, we got to be passionate about something.
Last week it was H&M.
Something.
It was H&M a couple weeks ago. Then it was Gucci.
Bruh.
They glue- I ain't talking about them causes.
Oh, now.
Why did we go up in Nordstrom and all these good stores and glue our hands to Gucci clothes?
Not them causes.
And walk out with it.
My bad.
My boy wanted to glue some Gucci to
Why
himself.
We don't go glue ourselves to police stations?
Yeah.
Because don't nobody want to be in no damn police station.
But nah, we talking about just... See? Moving on, see?
You ain't about justice.
Moving on. Well, we're not going to be for justice. We're going to be for education, guys. Aren't we? Aren't we for education?
Yeah, I glue my hands together for that.
That's right. And you know who doesn't have a good one? I don't think he does.
Who?
Jose Guapo.
Roxy don't know who no damn
You may
Jose
not be
Guapo
familiar
is.
With Jose Guapo. He's a rapper, Rock, out of Atlanta.
He was with the Travis Porter movement.
Okay.
He was going to blow with them.
Okay.
But now, you know, he's solo. But Rock, he was doing an interview, and the guy asked him a simple question. But he didn't know what it meant.
You didn't premiere this through a specific platform. You released it simultaneously on all digital streaming platforms.
I'm trying to be T.I. and shit. She talking about simultaneously. Like, you need how to use all them words in the interview. What that mean?
Okay, you put out this project on different platforms all at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. Baby.
That boy said, yeah.
Then he answered, yeah. Because you trying to be T.I. and stuff in this interview, trying to use simultaneously. What that mean?
So anytime you use a multi-syllable word at this time, it's called being T.I.?
Gosh.
Are you serious?
You guys.
That's where we at.
Ugh.
That's where we at.
That boy used expeditiously one time.
That's where we are.
And now T.I. is the threshold of articulate individuals.
You know? Now, who ready to go glue their hands to
a library,
slabs?
A library.
To make sure that boy get education.
Let's just get a bunch of kids in the library and then glue our hands to the outside so can't nobody leave.
No, nobody.
When I tell you my girl has been invested for the last hour in the history of Nick Cannon versus Eminem, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had to catch myself up on the beef.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything new?
Just kind of refreshing what I already knew.
Okay. Can we get a refresher of that at 8:36?
What you want to know? This is a decade-long beef. What? What do you want to know?
Maybe never mind.
What do you want to know?
Nothing. Never mind. It's 8:40, baby. 20 minutes away from DJ Lil Vegas time. Good morning to you.
Lizzo has a message for anybody that had a problem with the outfit she wore to the Lakers game the other night.
Who I am and the essence of me and the things that I choose to do as a grown-ass woman can inspire you to do the same. You don't have to be like me. You need to be like you. And never, ever let somebody stop you or shame you from being yourself. Like, this is who I've always been. Now everyone's looking at it. And your criticism can just remain your criticism. Your criticism has no effect on me. Negative criticism has no stake in my life, no control over my life, over my emotions. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm surrounded by love. And I just want to spread that love and also spread these cheeks. And you know, if you really, really don't like my ass, you can kiss it. Nothing really breaks my joy. I'm a really solid, grounded person, and I know that I'm shocking because you've never seen in a long time a body like mine doing whatever it wants to do and dressing the way that it dresses and moving the way that it moves. I don't ever want to censor myself because I'm suddenly famous, or I don't want to censor myself because everyone's looking at me now. I'm not going to quiet myself. I'm not going to shrink myself because somebody thinks that I'm not sexy to them.
That wasn't truth. Like, we see big women who dress provocative all the time. They just don't spew it on social media. I go out on town. I've seen women wear stuff that's provocative and all that, Lizzo. But one thing about Lizzo is, like, she put that stuff out there, but just here's another one. Can't handle the stuff to come back.
Fact.
From what you put out.
Hmm. I think Roxy used the word yesterday that sort of echoed in my head. And it's, maybe you didn't use the word, but just what word did you use, Roxy? Was just people just don't respect.
It's like people don't understand what's appropriate anymore.
There we go. Appropriate. That was the
appropriate
word.
Versus inappropriate.
That was the word.
It's like we just live in a world just of gray area. Everybody can do anything they want to do anywhere, and it's okay. That's not true.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
And I am just so sick of it. I don't care how big she is. I don't care. I wouldn't have liked to see anybody do it. I wouldn't have liked to see Meg Thee Stallion walk in the Lakers freaking stadium with her whole behind out. It's not appropriate.
Yeah.
That's what this is about for me, not size. I don't care. But can we please get back to a society where we have things that are appropriate and things that are not appropriate?
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. Good morning.
I just wanted to add a comment to what Roxy is saying about Lizzo. She is an entertainer. I just wanted to say that. And she is supposed to entertain people. And she said Meg Thee Stallion would not go out and do that. But Meg Thee Stallion.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. That's literally not what I said. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said I wouldn't care if it was Megan Thee Stallion. I wouldn't want to see her do it either.
But she did it though. They're entertainers. That's what they're paid.
No, ma'am. This is an NBA game where children are there. Like the elderly are there. Like it is different types of people there. That is not the place for Lizzo to walk in with a black shirt on and then on the back of it her butt out.
It's not the place.
But she had on spandex. Her butt wasn't out.
Her butt was out.
That thong wasn't covering up her butt.
She had on the spandex that covered up her leg. Like that was the whole outfit.
Oh, that's why the thong was crooked, because it wasn't really on her butt.
Right.
So you going past the whole part. Ma'am, you going past the whole part where her cheeks were out at the basketball game and she turned around and twerked like that with her butt cheeks out for the whole crowd.
That's what I'm saying though. Her whole persona. She's an entertainer. That's what she's supposed to do.
But that's true. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the appropriateness of where she did it.
Yeah. Like, she wasn't getting paid to entertain at that moment.
Yeah. She wasn't on stage.
Like, when you brought up the comment about Meg Thee Stallion being at a meet and greet, she's doing those after her concert. So, if there are children there at her concert, like, of course she's going to take a picture with them when she's in a onesie or whatever.
You expect that at her concert.
To be at a basketball game and you're sitting on the front row with a Prince outfit on, like that, you don't think that's inappropriate?
Bro, time and place.
And I understand the whole entertainment.
She was paid to entertain. I just feel like
she was not paid.
It's entertaining. Like that's what she get paid to do.
So they pay her to come in there and do that?
No.
No.
No, they didn't.
I'm asking her.
It's publicity, regardless. They go, like she y'all talking about her now, so like
not in a good way, though.
They gonna look her up now.
Hey, bad
not
publicity.
Not in a good way.
Bad publicity is better than no publicity,
and
though.
That's I was a myth also that. Too. That's a myth. I'm like people keep saying that too. Like that ain't real. Like that ain't.
Oh no, that's very true.
Like even bad publicity is good publicity. All right.
No, it's better than no publicity. I didn't say it was good publicity.
And that ain't
I said
like
bad publicity is better than no publicity.
But what
that's
if all you got is bad? Like what if I don't find that statement to be true. Like I don't know.
Because you can still get a check off them off that bad publicity though, bro.
And then he coming in that all money ain't good money. Like they like listen, and like, listen, and Lizzo listen to this caller
Lizzo
right
didn't
here.
Need to do that, man. Like we've been talking about Lizzo.
Yeah.
Like she don't need to do stuff like this. Her talent can carry her.
But the thing is, if she's saying she's been this type of individual before we started talking about her, and she's not going to stop being this individual because now we are looking at her so much, and because she is a super duper star. I don't know anything about Lizzo before a couple months ago. So maybe last year she was. Damn, sitting in the nosebleeds at basketball games with her ass out. Maybe she was twerking on tables in fishnet stockings.
Guess what? I don't know. Guess what?
We weren't watching
them. The way this social media works these days.
Say, would have found something by now.
If her big self was up there in them nosebleeds with that butt out twerking, it would have been on social media. Mm-hmm. Lizzo, you was not in the nosebleeds twerking with your butt out.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah. I appreciate you,
okay,
mama.
That's not. No problem.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate your phone call. Listen, I want to say this to everybody, too. You do not have to agree with the 3 Live Crew
no,
to call the 3
not.
Live Crew.
Absolutely
We
not.
Actually prefer people who don't agree with the 3 Live Crew so that we can have some dialogue about it. So I appreciate your phone call, Mama.
In saying that, don't expect us to agree
with
you.
Y'all have a good holiday.
You too, baby.
You too, girl.
Very valid, Frankens. Very valid.
I want to hear all that. I want to hear none of that.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. We got Roxy the Maid in the building. Big Drank in here on his IG Live.
What's up, Big Drank 200?
Tomorrow, charity bowling.
You want to take me bowling today? Today?
I might need to do that.
Just to get my chops right?
Just to get you just... Can we know the last time you bowled? The last time we was at the charity bowling?
Hey, you giving the enemy information.
So that's the last time you bowled?
You New England Patriot right now. Don't give away my secrets.
Tomorrow, because people hit me up, man. 7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Triad Lanes. It's the No Stress Charity Bowling. Bring a toy. Bring a toy.
Bring a toy.
We're doing this for the kids.
Whether you bowl or not, bring a toy. Come sit down.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy each other, fellowship.
It's going to be a good time.
It is going to be a good time. Now, yes, we are doing it for the kids, but as Roxy let you know earlier today, it is also...
Bragging rights are on the line.
Bragging rights, Big Rock. Bragging rights. Yeah.
The Jams Bowlers are coming.
The Jams Bowlers are coming. Hey.
It's going to be a guy out there bowling, talking loud, named Ray, who looks like our Lord and Savior.
I was just about to say that. Hey, Ray, we coming for your head, Ray.
He looks like our Lord and Savior.
And Earn. I mean, not Earn.
Sud bowl with them, too.
Sud over there.
Was Sud the weak link on their team last year?
I don't remember. I can't tell who the weak link was because they won.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm ain't no weak links if you win.
I picked out my weak link, Sud. I'm coming for Sud.
Well, I don't remember.
All right.
Am I jumping out there?
I'm jumping out there. Because
Sud bowled, don't he? I feel like he wasn't bowling well.
Sud bowled, don't he?
It doesn't matter. He won. So there's that. It's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. Good morning. Ride with
the mob. Yep, the mix is over, and we still waiting on Ratchet Santa. I'm about to think he done took them gifts back and got him some gift cards. We gonna check in on it.
102 Jams, good morning, 9:33, 27 minutes until 10 o'clock, and you are rocking with 3 Live Crew during the Free for All final hour.
Rocking with it.
Now, what does that mean, you ask? That means you call up 336-680-1021, and you could talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can go back and revisit something we talked about during the show today, yesterday,
That's
Monday.
Right.
What's today? Is today Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
So yesterday would have been Monday.
Yesterday, Monday.
And then I said Monday. Yeah, for some reason I was thinking it was Wednesday, but it is Tuesday.
Hey, the week flying.
But that's neither here nor there, okay? The point is, during Free Fall Final Hour, you talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. And we've got a lady on the phone. She's been holding it. She says she wants to revisit the conversation about the restaurant she hates that all of her family and friends love.
Boom.
And she said it's not her in particular she wants to talk about. It's her husband. What's up, boo?
My husband hates Olive Garden.
I ain't really?
Yes. He gets upset every time he sees a commercial for it.
Oh. Dang. My boy's that upset.
Because he says the food never looked like what it do on a commercial.
Dang.
Now he might have something there.
Does he have something there?
No, he might have something.
I don't remember last time I ate Olive Garden, but I do remember growing up and Olive Garden was like top notch.
Oh, honey. If you went was to doing Olive something, Garden, you okay? went to Olive Garden.
Matter of fact, we went to Olive Garden up. For prom.
Ooh.
Right.
The envy
like
of the school.
All.
Who this black man in here in Olive Garden? That's me and my date. Appreciate you, baby.
All right, y'all be good.
Bye. Good morning.
Good morning. So, my restaurant is Olive Garden.
Dang.
That's too far, Olive Garden.
I can't stand it. Listen, everybody loves Olive Garden. First of all, I don't even like pasta. So, I'm not going in there to eat that. The tomato sauce, it tastes nasty. The Alfredo ain't good. So I'm going to pay for a salad? I don't want that.
Dang.
I don't want that.
My girl off Olive Garden. She off it.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm completely.
I ain't been in a while.
I ain't been in a minute.
I might go today.
Yeah, don't go. Don't worry about it, Roxy. Come on now.
I used to like Olive Garden. I might roll through today.
See, listen.
Chris don't like it.
I was about to say Roxy ain't
So I ain't been in a good 4 years.
Dang, Chris got sense.
Yeah.
Dang, so you ain't got no sense. My girl said she don't have no sense. All she got is dollars.
Hey!
Well, she can spend them somewhere else.
Hey.
Hey, appreciate your call, baby.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
You too, mama.
You too. Good morning. 102 Jams is on your radio. 3 Live Crew. It's 9:40, 20 minutes until 10 o'clock, and it is the Free for All final hour. What you want to talk about?
Oh, I was just calling because just to see how y'all day was and to also inform all the ladies in Greensboro in North Carolina
that they need to be careful. One of my clients told me that her friend was at the food line on East Market Street, and it was like two guys who approached her in a dark black car, and one of the guys got out, and she pulled out her concealed weapon and told him if he stepped any closer that she'll blow his head off. So I just want, and he got back in the car, and they drove off. So I just wanted to make sure that all the ladies know that they need to be careful out here and watch your surroundings. What? And y'all have a nice day.
Absolutely. Thank you, boo. Appreciate it.
102 Jams, good morning. It is the 3 Live Crew at 947, 13 minutes until 10 o'clock. And no, we still have not seen or heard from Ratchet Santa.
No.
Been waiting for him all morning long.
No, could be locked up.
Why would Ratchet Santa be locked up?
It just says, Rock, when I tell you he is raunchy.
You know what? One of our listeners did say that he saw Ratchet Santa at the strip club last night.
What's up?
So maybe something went wrong.
Started a brawl in there.
Should we go check? Should
no,
we go
it ain't
check?
No touching. No, it ain't no touching. He up there grabbing and just a fondling. I threw up out of there.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe. Because he'll be here sometime today.
Wait,
okay? And he got a pair of Beats by Dre headphones. But maybe tomorrow he will come by during our show.
Is he beefing with us?
He might be, Drank. I don't know. Now, you might have done said something.
He might be beefing with me.
Why? What did you do?
He was over there getting a dance, and I ate the rest of his wing basket.
Why would you do that?
I mean, well, I was hungry, Rock.
Okay.
And I was broke, Johnny.
Are you interested in Twitter's top musicians of 2019?
Yes.
Okay,
you're
now.
You're not going to make me hot.
The way Twitter arrived to this list was based on how many times the celebrity was mentioned on their platform, okay? So the celebrities, these are like the most mentioned celebrities on Twitter. Okay, not celebrities. I keep messing that up.
Uh-huh.
Musicians. The most mentioned musicians.
So it ain't about music, it's about mentions.
All right, here we go. Number 10, Lady Gaga. Number 9, Billie Eilish. I just learned how to pronounce her name the other day.
Okay, yeah.
Number 8, Kanye West. Number 7.
I thought that'd be higher.
I did too. Number 7, Beyonce. I thought she'd be higher. Number 6, Justin Bieber. Now we're in the top five. Four. Number 5, Cardi B.
Okay.
Number 4, Rihanna.
Okay.
Number 3, Drake.
Okay.
Number 2, Ariana Grande. And number 1, this South Korean boy band that has taken the world by storm. I've never heard a song, but Drank, I see you over there making a face.
No, it immediately became unfair.
But BTS.
There are billions of people over there. There's billions of people over there in China and all that. We can't compete. Like, we can't even compete with them. And let them vote 5 times.
It wasn't based on votes. It was based on mentions.
They got way more. They got billions of mentions over there. Billions and billions of mentions.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.